We are here at CoastCon 46, second day, March the 2nd, with Mr. Jake Storman. How are you doing there, sir?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Doing amazing. You've done a lot of stuff. You've done a whole plethora of things, video games, TV shows, Mythica. What things are you working on now, current president? You know, you've done a lot of stuff as well beyond that.
Yeah, sure, man. There's been a few things. Mythica was one of the first things I did, and I just directed the sixth movie in that series, so that's coming out soon. I did a CW show for four seasons called The Outpost. Right now, I'm in the middle of filming a movie called Seeking Persephone, based on a USA Today best-selling book series.
Is that done with the guy Jeffrey Morris?
No, it's not actually. This is different. This is like a Regency, kind of almost Jane Austen-esque type thing. So not quite Comic-Con, but that's what I'm working on right now. And then I have a horrible habit of not liking to sit still. So between films and TV shows, I keep starting companies. So I have a D&D dice company called Stormforge Dice, which is partnered with Die Hard Dice, and they're wonderful. And then I just launched a jewelry company called Unearthed Emporium. So
you've got your jewelry there. It's one of the bracelets there.
Right here, and I've got more right over this way. I can, in fact, Scotty, would you hand me?
Got some goodies. Oh, you got the dice too. Wow. He's got some dice. Check this out, everybody. Check these dice.
Here's one set of Stormforge dice. Thank you very much. And here's a few pieces. So we have an amber ring, sapphire ring. Yeah. So all sorts of stuff. So I keep busy, and they're all handmade here in the U.S. and pure silver.
What sizes do these come up to?
The rings, everything's made to order. The rings are, I've got 6 through 13 and half sizes as well. I don't know if that is that. Do we do it?
13 or 14. This is a 14, but okay, depends right. What cut it is.
Like a signet ring.
Right. Yeah, it'd be awesome. So the video game stuff, you've been doing voice acting with that and other things. What's going on with that?
I've done a handful of things. The biggest video game is probably Elder Scrolls Online. I've done a bunch of characters for ESO. Their Blackwood chapter had me in there a lot. I played Destron, who was and the Adoring Admirer, who's kind of a throwback to, but the Adoring Fan, yeah. And they've brought me in a few times, so maybe more in the future. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
So you've done a little bit of everything, like sci-fi, fantasy. Is there anything you're looking forward to, would like to see in the horizon? Also, what is the overall message of what you like to take from your work to deliver to your fans?
Honestly, I've been a fantasy and sci-fi geek my entire life. I mean, I grew up playing D&D, which is why I started a D&D dice company. Magic the Gathering. I always had my nose in a fantasy book. Playing fantasy games, watching fantasy movies. I love it. I love it so much. And so to get to do that and after working on The Outpost and now being in a place where my career has leveled up enough that I can do things like this on the side, these are pure passion projects. And so it's genuinely, I know it sounds cheesy, but it's a huge joy and a gift for me to be able to design things like this and get them out into the world, into new homes and for people to love them. So I'm very lucky that half of what I've done is, speaking with an English dialect and wearing armor and sword fighting and riding horses and all the rest of it. And that I get to do that for a living it's still a pinch me moment. So it's great. And if that can continue, I'll be a happy camper. We'll see what happens.
It must continue. This is, it also resonates kind of on the fantasy vibe and gaming vibe, what your works are as well.
It does. The jewelry especially, the whole reason I started that is I, would read these books as a kid, and now even I still read all the time and play these games, and I always wanted to find, artifacts and relics and I felt like nobody was doing that. You look up quote unquote fantasy jewelry and it's stars and dragons and wizards and I wanted stuff that looked like it came from those worlds. So every piece that I release has...
It looks like it too as well.
I appreciate that. If you go to my website, unearthedemporium.com for the jewelry specifically.
Unearthedemporium.com. Check it out.
Check it out, please. I would love that. I do all the product fulfillment, so bear with me because I do pop-ups kind of when I can, between movies. But every piece has like research notes and lore of where it was found, what enchantments it had. Yeah. So I'm doing like world building through the pieces. So I can't get away from it. I love it. I love it so much, and I love sharing it. And it's been received very well. So I'm very fortunate.
Super awesome. Wrapping up, is there any like links? I know you have Unearthed Emporium. Any other links you like to shout out? Any upcoming things you can kind of tease in the pipeline?
I as I'm allowed to post behind the scenes from the movie I'm currently working on, I will. But my Instagram is kind of the main social media that I use. It's just my name, at Jake Stormone. So maybe that'll pop up. I don't know how the graphics work, but at Jake Stormone.
It'll be right down here.
Yeah. And in that, I've got links to all my subsidiaries and side companies and stuff. But I try to keep people posted best I can. So
awesome. Mr. Jake, absolute pleasure talking with you, sir. Owen with Side Fish coming to CoastCon 46. Signing off.